This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let us all welcome to Dr. Sheikha Haifa Tuassirat. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you, Dr. Haifa Tuassirat.
Jazakillahu
khair. We are so fortunate to have you with us this afternoon.
Alhamdulillah.
And looking forward to listening to your talk, which will inshallah benefit us. And will increase our knowledge. So I welcome you to Tuassirat, Dr. Haifa. And without further ado, I will hand it over to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ya Salihah. Can everyone hear me and hear me well?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Jazakumullah khair. It's a pleasure to be with you all. I love As-Sirat Foundation. It was about 2 years ago, maybe less, when I visited you all. It was beautiful, mashallah. I loved the foundation. I loved the sister. I loved the sisterhood I saw and the work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say this to everyone, myself number one, make everything we do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely for Him only. And we look for the reward from Allah only, not from anyone else. As Allah said in the Quran, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We are not looking for any reward or gratefulness from you. Basically, we are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is include everybody from the sisters here who are joining us, because you are doing a good deed. You are basically doing an act of worship. You just have to have the right niyyah that you are here to learn for Allah, to improve for Allah, to be a better person for Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this test and this disease, this plague from all His creation and from the whole earth. And we can go back to our normal life where I can see you in person, you can see me in person, we can hug you, you do all this. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to our dua, Ya Rabbi Ameen. So I opted to talk about something. It's always good to remind ourselves of the time we are in. The beautiful deen of Islam works this way. At least this is how I look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us. He created us. And He knows that in everything in our life, things goes up and down. Everything. One day I wake up in the morning, I feel very well. The other day in the morning, I wake up, I don't feel very well. And one day, I'm talking about mood. Nothing changed. Subhanallah. One day, I have energy. The other day, I don't have energy. And same thing with faith, with iman. And something in the meaning of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, al-iman yazidu wa yanqus. And this is actually one of the principles of the things we believe in, is that iman, faith, increase and decrease. So we start like here, we start like here. But then one day we are up, and then one day we go down. But we go to the basic, and the basic is the basic belief, that we believe in Allah, we believe in Allah, we believe in the messengers, the angels, the books, and the hereafter, and the destiny or al-qadr, whether it is good or it is not good. This is the base where we start. Then we get into up and lower. Up is the day that any one of you feel herself that it's a very long day, but I can fast and I don't feel very tired and I have the energy. And shaitan comes and say, no, but you have this, you have that. And you say, nope, I can do it. That means your iman is up. The other day, you're the same person. Nothing changed. Just don't have the energy. You don't have the resolve. Iman is lower. So it goes up and down. Why did I start with this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly throughout the year, subhanallah, sent us opportunities to boost, increase, add to our iman, to our faith. And if you look at the Hijri, or to the lunar months or year that we Muslims usually follow, you will see it repeatedly. It's a pattern, because Allah knows. And not only send us opportunity to do a good deed, but in that opportunity, He gave us an option, or He, out of His generosity, He made these good days or good deeds in that special months or special time multiplied more. Subhanallah. So for example, everybody will know this for sure. Ramadan. And it's not that long. It's maybe less than 2 months. And Ramadan is a booster. I call it the booster of faith. And it's the camp. It's a training camp. And what happens in Ramadan? I see myself, I was able to fast for 30 days. I did everything I need to do, whether at work or with my family. But I also was able to do Taraweeh. I was able also to do Quran. It's a boost. And we all say this general term where the Ramadan has the barakah of Ramadan. Ramadan has its blessing. So we leave from Ramadan and our iman gets up. That's usually because we trained for 30 days. Then what happens? And I'm sure everybody will feel this with me. Then Shawwal comes in and starts, as now we all talk about the curve and flatten the curve with the COVID. The curve goes less. It depends. Some goes steep, some goes gradual, some goes up and little bit down, up and little bit down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends another opportunity. And what we are now? Al-Ashhur al-Hurum. The sacred months. And we are now in that window. And it's not 1 month. It's 3 months. One after the other. 3 months, one after the other. So in the lunar Islamic calendar, we have Ramadan, which you all know the name, followed by Shawwal, the month that it's recommended to fast the 6 days plus the Ramadan, so as if we have fasted the whole year. Then followed by now, Dhul-Qa'dah. Dhul-Qa'dah or Dhul-Qa'dah. That's the month. It's actually the 11th month of the lunar or Islamic month. It's like November for the Gregorian calendar. That's a sacred month. Now we are in a sacred month. Followed by, which everybody knows, Dhul-Hijjah, the month of the Hajj, the last month of the year. Another sacred month. Followed by Muharram, another sacred month. The first month of the Islamic calendar. 3 months together. Not one boost, not two, it's three. Then we get a break, which we should never, but I mean not a sacred month. Then comes Rajab. Then comes Rajab, a sacred month in between. 1 month later, Sha'ban, then you get to Ramadan. Ramadan is not a sacred month, but it's a month of boost. So here you go. Each one of us, and I'm sure you all inside you, feeling the difference between Ramadan and now. As a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I need to say, let me take this opportunity. Now, who said there is sacred months? How do we know about it? It's actually in the Quran. If you go to Surah At-Tawbah, the repentance, and it's, again, I'm sorry, I don't have the numbers of the verses, but it's in Surah At-Tawbah, the repentance. And Surah At-Tawbah is, I think it's chapter number 9. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following, and I'll say it in Arabic and I'll translate it for you. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. Verily or indeed, the number of the months in general, with Allah, meaning when Allah decided to have months, He decided for them to be 12. 12 months. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This has been decreed from the day Allah created the heavens and the earth. 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. Out of these 12, 4 are the sacred month. So what should we do? Yani, why Allah is saying this? Coming. Same verse. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. do not wrong yourself in them. Don't be unjust. There's many ways of translating this, but don't be unjust to yourself in these months. So إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. The day Allah created the heavens and the earth, He decreed there is a 12 months, out of them 4. ذلك الدين القيم. This is the true, the straight religion. فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. Do not wrongdo yourself. Don't miss the opportunity. Because if you miss the opportunity, you're doing injustice to yourself. And then Allah says, وَجَاهِدُوا وَقَاتِلُوا الْكَافِرِينَ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَهُ وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً. And kill or add, fight the disbelievers totally. But we are focusing on the first part. So here I am, and I'm going to take you through this month, and then I will spend a good amount of time about next month, because next month is the window, whether you are going to Hajj or you're not going to Hajj. And this year, subhanallah, Allah decreed in His wisdom that there will be no one going to Hajj except very few. Nobody. You live in Saudi, you live outside, very few. So, sacred month, لا تظلموا فيهن. Don't wrongdo yourself. Don't do injustice. What is injustice? What is injustice? When you look at me and says, or when you have someone look at you and says, this is not fair. This is unfair. We hear this a lot these days. That means I didn't put something, and that something could be anything, in the right place. That's injustice. Literally, that's injustice. A child who is taken away from his mother for no reason, that's injustice. Because the normal place of a child is with his mother. That's injustice, right? A neighbor trespass to on the grass of the other neighbor without their permission, that's unfair. That's injustice. Because normally, that amount of grass belongs to that human being, unless they give permission. So you take it in general, injustice, right? Injustice for myself in a sacred month, in which way? The sacred months are the months where the good deeds in them have a special value. I'm making it very simple for you because I want you to feel it. So for example, I give £1, since I am talking to you in England, or I will give $1. It's a charity, absolutely. Allah will accept from me, and Allah will multiply, and Allah will reward me, as long as I did it with the intention of charity. It's a halal, lawful, and I'm giving it to a halal source. However, if I did the same thing, the same $1, £1, but I did it in the sacred month, it's multiplied. That's one part of the injustice. So I hope all of you are now getting to it. Injustice is when there is an opportunity and I don't take it. So there's a sale. May Allah forgive us. There's a sale, right? In England, I lived there for a year. And I remember, and it's still there. June and December, or June and January, you can correct me. But I remember very well it's June, where there is the real sale. It's not like when you live in America, there's always sale. But when you live in the UK, there is real sale. Things yesterday was £50, today they are 25. What do you tell everybody? That's an opportunity, let me go and get it. Why do I want to pay more? That's unfair. Are you out of your mind? Same thing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you give this pen outside the sacred month, I'll give you 10 rewards. Alhamdulillah. But if you do it in the sacred month and I will multiply it and I don't do it, I am unfair to myself. That's one part of don't do injustice to yourself. the other part, disobeying Allah. Disobeying Allah in the months, in the sacred months, the punishment is also multiplied. So the two things, the good deeds are multiplied and the bad deeds are multiplied. So don't do injustice to yourself. Don't do injustice to yourself. Think, the first step to practice this is that you need to know, number one, which month you are and of the year. Number two, you need to know the value of the time you are. And number three, you need to take advantage of it. And the choice is mine and yours. I always say this to myself before anyone. I say this deen is a deen of choice. And my choice to obey Allah or not to obey Allah. And it's my choice to do a good deed or not a good deed, or don't. And my choice to do multiply my good deeds or not. Having said that, we are in this sacred month. There is even more opportunity coming in about 3 weeks. And these are, and a lot of you probably have heard about it, I'm sure, bi-idhnillah. And this is the, I wish you were with me, I would have asked you, but that's okay. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So this month is Dhul-Qa'dah, the month, not after Ramadan, but the month after Ramadan. Next month is the month of Al-Hajj. When people go to Hajj, the month is called Dhul-Hijjah. It's also a sacred month. So the same principle apply, but more. And this is what I am going to even stress on more. Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of it, which means starts from day 1, day 9 is Arafah, and day 10 is Al-Eid, that we all celebrate. These 10 days are so valuable that I see a lot of Muslims don't give it due right. They are as valuable as the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we all look at the last 10 nights of Ramadan as the last 10 nights of Ramadan. People do itikaf, people take time off, but not many people know that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which is coming in 3 weeks, is actually as valuable as the last 10 days. I'll tell you why. That's what I will share with you. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath in the Quran with these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. He did not make an oath with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He did not make an oath with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He made, if I can ask all the sisters to please unmute. Can you please unmute? Because it disturbs us. We all can hear it. I'm sure you are doing it unintentionally, but please pay attention. Okay, so Sister Suraya, can you please unmute yourself? Okay, or maybe the host actually. I cannot because I'm not the host. The host can unmute her. Yeah, Jazakumullah khair. And also, this is a recorded session, so you may also want to make sure your camera is off. So here you go. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah made an oath in the Quran by these 10 days, coming in about 3 weeks from now. Anytime Allah make an oath in the Quran, that thing that Allah makes an oath by is absolutely valuable. And Allah made an oath by the Quran. Allah made an oath by the sun. Allah made an oath by the night. Allah made an oath by the day. He made an oath in everything. A lot of things. That's a very nice thing for you to learn. Inshallah, we will do it in another time. But for today is, he made an oath with this. Where is it? Suratul Fajr. Fajr, the dawn. Wal Fajr wa layalin ashr. By the Fajr, the dawn time, and the 10 nights, and the 10 days, or the 10 nights. These are Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, and this is almost all the scholars of tafsir agreed on this, most of them. They said it is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and Allah made an oath with them. And so for you to feel what's an oath mean, you want your child, or you want the person you have a conversation with, to pay attention about something. That's okay, because Jazakallah khair, because the host muted everybody, including me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Yeah. So please, sisters, everybody, mute yourself, except me, because this is interruptions. And please forgive me. I have to leave before 5 minutes before 12 my time, because I have to go to the hospital. I have a patient there. Okay. So please, mute everyone, so we don't have this interruption in between. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So Allah made an oath with Al-Fajr, by the dawn. So when you are with someone in a conversation and you want to bring their attention, or they don't believe you, or they don't think you're serious, you say an oath. And we Muslims, we should do an oath with only one thing, and that's Allah, by Allah. So the only thing we can make an oath is by Allah. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath by the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, by the 10 days. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. So many of the scholars said it is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Other scholars said it's not only the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but specifically in the days of Dhul Hijjah is the days of the Hajj. Is the days of the Hajj. Okay? And Al-Rasul, this is why you need to learn this. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, they are the best days of the whole world and of the whole time. Please pay attention to this. Ya Rana, can you please mute yourself? Jazakillahu khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul alayhi wasalam, he said, the best days of the whole time, not century, the whole time of the world, أفضل أيام الدنيا, the best days of the whole world is actually the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Allah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, said the following hadith, very popular hadith related to this. And he said the following, this is in Imam al-Bukhari. He said, مَلْ عَمَلُ, and in another narration, مَلْ عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِي أَيَّامٍ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشْرِ. He said, no good deed is done better than a good deed you do it in these 10 days. No time you do the good deeds better than you do a good deed in these 10 days. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, not even going for jihad any time? Going out for jihad, fighting for the sake of Allah in any time. Think with me. So you have the whole year. He said, these 10 days, the good deed in them, better than any other good deed you do outside these 10 days. So naturally, the Sahaba responded. He said, not even the going out for fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, no. Still a good deed in these 10 days better, except if that person outside these 10 days went out for jihad, for fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did not come back. Meaning he died as a martyr. So these are absolutely, absolutely precious. Look at it as a precious days, precious time. I highly recommend that you do the following. Those of you who work and they can take time off in these days. Those, don't waste your time in these days in anything but in the act of worship of Allah. And I'll come to what should we do. But in general, look at them exactly the way you look at the last 10 days of Ramadan. In another hadith narrated by al-Tabarani by Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, ma min ayyamun a'azamu inda Allah. There is no days more sacred and more honored in the sight of Allah more than the 10 days of the Hijjah, these days. No days more sacred or honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the 10 days of the Hijjah. And no days the good deeds is much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than these 10 days. And then that's what we're going to do. And he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ Do a lot of tahleel. Tahleel is La ilaha illallah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. وتحميد الحمد لله. So this is another hadith where he said, no days of the whole world more beloved to Allah and more sacred to Allah, and the good deeds is very much beloved to Allah in than these 10 days. So do a lot of good deeds in them. And specifically here in this hadith, he said, specifically the remembrance of Allah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. Tahleel, La ilaha illallah. You do it all the time. And the Sahaba, when these 10 days, especially Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, when these 10 days come in, you know what they used to do? Subhanallah. They used to go to the market for only one reason. They do loud, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. They do it loud so the people hear them. And then when the people hear them, they say it all. So you need, I want you to imagine this, that you are going to a mall. And then suddenly you hear, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lah. You need to do this in your home. Whether you get it as a recording, whether you do it, whether your husband will do it, whether the man in your house will do it, or you do it. Takbir, and tahleel, al-tahmeed. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you cannot do it in your home as a whole, do it in your room, in your private place, that you have a control over. In your private place, in your own room. Or if there's nobody in the house and you are there, do it. You can put it actually a recording with it and you say it with it. The whole idea is we revive, we resuscitate, the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Why these 10 days? Why specifically these 10 days? Because the scholars teaches you that there is no other days in the whole Islamic calendar, including Ramadan, that the major pillars of Islam can be done in one time. Meaning, it has Hajj is in these days. Fasting is in these days. Because if you are not in Arafah, you are actually highly recommended to fast the day of Arafah. Salah is in these days. Charity is in these days. But specifically, only in them is actually Hajj and Arafah. Specifically in them is Hajj and Arafah. And it has one of the best days in them. One is Arafah and one is the day of Eid. And there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It says, Yawmu Arafah, Yawmu al-Hajj al-Akbar. The day of Arafah is the day of the major Hajj. Day Arafah is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at everyone in Arafah and then asks the angels why they came to me, and they look unclean, full of dust, shu'atan ghubara. They said, and the angels, of course Allah knows, but the angels, they say, Ya Rasulullah, they came asking for your forgiveness. And he said, Ishhadu inni ghafartu lahum. Tell them, I forgive them. It's a major day, the day of Arafah. And if we are not there when we are fasting the day of Arafah, that fasting of the day of Arafah will expiate all the sins of the previous year as long as there are no major sins. So the day of Arafah, these 10 days, you can have not only one good deed, but there is multiplied good deed, multiple good deed. Every good deed is multiplied, and there's a specific good deeds done only in these 10 days. Hajj, Arafah, the day of Eid, Yawm al-Nahr, they say it is one of the best days of the year also. The day of Nahr, the first day of Eid. Day of Nahr is the day of Qurbani, when we slaughter the animal. When we slaughter the animal. And I'm going to give you some examples. Sa'id ibn Jubayr is one of the tabi'een, the followers. He used to say, when the 10 days of the Hijjah comes, I used to do a lot of good deeds that I normally don't do outside. I absolutely do a lot of good deeds. Meaning, let's come practical. These 10 days. Now remember, everything I'm going to say is not an obligation. Meaning, you do your best to do it. Don't let it loose. As long as you can. Let's start with number one, is fasting. Fasting, one of the most beloved good deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if not the most beloved deed, is actually fasting in general. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith Qudsi, in a hadith that is said by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but the wording is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Fasting is for me, meaning for Allah, and I will reward for it. So when Allah says this is for me, and many scholars will tell you this is not 1 times 10, because he said, I will reward. So when you have the generous rewarding, how much he will give? How much he will give? So fasting, I will do. We're going to take it as we can. I will make a niyyah. I want to fast the whole 10 days. Now, this is a voluntary fast, if my husband allowed. Because it's not an obligation. Your husband has to allow it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If your husband allowed it, that's even khair ala khair, because then you'll have the whole house fasting. Alhamdulillah. If he didn't, then don't do it without his permission. Because then you're not obeying Allah. And Allah will reward you. Because your niyyah is really to fast. If he said yes, you will. Same thing apply for the woman who made the niyyah, the intention, but then she got her period, her menstruation. She made her intention. Allah will reward her. Allah will reward her. Don't feel sad and now I learned and everyone is fasting, my friends are fasting and I am not. Allah will reward you because your niyyah was. And menstruation is not under your control. Anything that happens not under your control, you made the niyyah to do it, Allah will reward you as if you have done it. If your husband will not allow you the whole, Yawm Arafah, that's the one that you really will try your best. Because that's specifically the fasting in it, in that day, specifically there's a hadith about it. So you're going to ask for that and you're going to ask your, or encourage your household to do it. If I cannot do the 10, I did Arafah, and Arafah, I think if Allah, and if I am right, it's probably going to be on a Thursday. Can I do only Monday and Thursday, at least in these 10 days? So, سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا, as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, try to do your best and focus, but also make it easy to you. Don't make it too hard. Don't make major problems because of this, but do your best. If you have no issue, you're single, you have no issue, I'm talking to the youth, if they're going to hear me, and your family all are fasting, absolutely you do it. Your husband have no issues, you do it if you like, absolutely you will do the whole 10 days. So fasting, the day of Arafah, Monday and Thursday, if you can do the whole 10 days, alhamdulillah. Good deeds, are fine. That's number one. Number two is Salah on time. I'll do all the nawafil. I'll do qiyam al-layl. I will do salat al-duha. I'll do extras as much as you can. Good deeds, charity, a lot of sadaqah. One pound, 50 cents. It doesn't matter how much, but you do it daily. specifically in these days, a lot of dhikr of Allah. As I said it before, a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the morning and the evening adhkar, a lot of reading of the Quran, that's dhikr, a lot of dhikr. Make sure your tongue is full of dhikr because it is the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Of course, Hajj and Umrah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us again and forgive our sins and does not make this not able to go to Hajj as a result of our sins, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Another good deeds, and I'm going to go through this very quickly, is relationship with people around you. Your kinship, reach out to your kins, reach out to them, your parents. Doesn't matter how not friendly they are or not good they are, Muslims or non-Muslims, do it. It's a good deed. It's very pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To your neighbor, to your friends, be nice to people, help people, offer to help. Don't wait till someone calls you. Offer. They said, no, you will get the reward. They said, yes, you will get two rewards. Forgive and pardon people. Forgive and pardon people. Don't waste your time in this. 10 days of the Hijjah is not the time to watch all the Netflix shows. It's not the time even to see Islamic series. It's not the time. The 10 days of the Hijjah is ayamu amal, is a days of good deeds. So you, a good deeds, stay away from disobedience. Stay away from disobedience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from disobedience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not look at haram. Say things that's haram. Listen to haram. Dress in a haram way. Be in the haram company. Don't do that. Haram company in person or a haram company on the internet. Don't. It's the 10 days of the Hijjah. 10 days of the Hijjah. Remember, the best days you can do good deeds. Look at it this way. I will stop here because I want you to see if there is any questions, about 5 minutes. If there is any questions from the sisters, if there is any comments, we can do that. You can write it on the, don't unmute, just write it on the chat. That will be the easiest way. We are, by the time you get your questions, very soon, inshallah, we're going to be releasing, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we will be releasing a planner for the 10 days of the Hijjah from Jannah Institute. And these are free, usually, our planners. It will help you every day to do a good deed. And then we will combine it with a short clip, video, where we'll send it. So if you want to be, follow us on the social media, whether you have a Facebook, whether you have Instagram, whether you have Snapchat, just follow us on that. Or you can join us on groups on WhatsApp. You can communicate with our media sister Rana, and she will tell you how. And then you will get these. These are free. It's a daily reminder for all of us, including myself, inshallah. So any question? Any question? Okay. Can I make intention of my missed fast during Ramadan with these 10 fasts? It will be, so the question is, can I make these fasting in these 10 days make up? Yes, you can. Because these 10 days, the fasting is, you're doing the good deed. But your intention is to make it up. So it will be regarded as the 10 days of making up, and you are doing it in the best time. Same thing as if you do your makeup on a Monday and a Thursday. Yes, you can, absolutely. Is it sunnah to fast all 9 days or recommended only? It's actually, Rasulullah ﷺ said good deeds. He did not specify fasting or not. But fasting is the most beloved, one of the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Yawm Arafah is, Arafah is absolutely a sunnah for the person who's not in Hajj. The rest of the days is a good deed. And one of the most beloved good deeds, inshallah, you can do it. Any other question? طيب. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. We had, okay, I was about to say, and here you go. You have this, the WhatsApp group if you want to join. That's from Sister Jasmine, our outreach coordinator in London. And you can join her, or you can put Jannah Institute website. I don't know if Rana is still with us or she got disconnected, or maybe Jasmine can do that. Facebook, our website, visit that, so you can also download, because the planner usually will be also on the website, so you can download it from there. And then also you can join us. We're going to do also in 2 weeks from now another talk about the virtues of the 10 days of the Hijjah in much more detail. It will be live streamed live on YouTube and on Facebook, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khair. May Allah reward you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all, myself number one, of those who speak and they apply.
Dr. Haifa,
yes.
May Allah accept from you, reward you, and inshallah, looking forward to seeing you again. It was so much pleasure to see your face on the video. Alhamdulillah. Do remember us in your dua.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.